Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? No. To be honest, I'd rather not. Please, though, try to stay with me. Throughout my career, I've been fortunate enough to see my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy is when a person transforms or creates something through a seemingly magical process. And my dear peas and poops, like I said, I've been witness to the stuff on several occasions. An example? Sure, if you're going to be like that. Let's see. Okay, here's one. The team of young scamps who portrayed a hockey team in the film The Mighty Ducks were so delightful together they spawned an actual professional hockey franchise. But I digress. The point, folks, a wonderful idea hit me square in the old noggin. What if I brought together the right creative peeps, force them to make shit up based on my own twisted, demented ideas, and then offer a podcast of this seemingly magical process. And I could call it Alchemy in Your Eye, You Bucket of Smaller Buckets. Well, after a bit of title tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear friends, to another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our gathered alchemists, shall we? In no particular order, say hello, Mr. Craig Kukowski. Craig, tell the folks why you believe the Earth is flat.
I don't see it round, do you? I just think it just keeps going straight.
You're not wrong. Next up is the fairly talented Vanessa Raglan. Vanessa, what's the truth about child rearing nobody's talking about?
You know, the truth is, butthole's not that gross.
No. That is clean. What would a super team like this be without Mr. Chris Alvarado? Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Can you conversely teach a young dog old tricks?
No. Don't be crazy. Crazy?
That's correct. And then, of course, there's Mr. Joey Greerstini. What is 4 times 17?
Ooh, 4 times 17. 4 times 17, 20. 20.
Yep.
20.
That's correct. Last but hope your coffee's tepid if you think him least, Mr. James Heaney. Can I call you Jimmy the Jew lover?
Well, I think if I said no, it would send the wrong idea. So sure. Sure.
All right then. Let's get to our first scene, shall we? Open them up.
Oh.
Shit.
No.
Today's show, great moments in human history. We start with in 1621, the Plymouth colonists and the Wampanoag Indians shared an autumn harvest feast that is acknowledged today as the first Thanksgiving celebration in the colonies. We take you now to a few years later for the third Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's still pretty much the same maze we did 2 years ago, but...
I didn't mean it like it was boring. I meant like I'm getting used to it and I like it.
Good. We've added more salt and butter for your limited tastes.
Well, that's a little rude. Wow, that's good.
Well, you coming to our land was pretty rude.
Yeah, I mean, we went over this last year and the year before that. It's like, you know, we're good now. And now it's just tradition.
Yes.
It's just tradition.
Rule of threes. Once something happens third time, it's tradition.
That's right. Speaking of which... speaking of traditions, mm-hmm. I made you this. This is a hand turkey. I put my hand on a piece of paper and then I outline the hand and it's turkey.
And you can eat that or?
Oh, no. It's for you to hang on your, wherever you live.
Why would I live in a hut?
I didn't want to say it. It seems weird because I live in a house.
Yes. Well, my hut is a house, but with a thatch roof.
Yeah, that seems weird. But you can hang this.
Why would I do that?
It brings the holidays about. It lets you know we're having some fun.
To be honest, it doesn't look like a turkey. It looks like a hand. You drew some feathers on it, but
yeah. Okay. Well, you know, maybe this one won't stick. Look, before our families get here, I just want to make sure you and I are good. Are we? We're good, right?
Well, you did bring smallpox, which has wiped out at least half of my tribe. So
I mean. You're welcome.
I mean, I guess other than that, we're good.
Great. Also, I was wondering, and like, I don't know if this is too much, but before the families get here, can I call you Joe?
My name is Kukoyeg.
That's like, it's hard for me to say, and like, my wife doesn't love saying it.
Why Joe?
It's just very easy to say. Joe. Hey, Joe.
Let's stick to Kukoyeg or Ku.
All right, Joe.
If you would.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's I gave you a one-syllable option just now.
Yeah, I know. This feels tense. Come on. It's the day to be thankful. I'm thankful for you, Joe. I'm thankful for this land. I'm thankful for this wonderful food that you've prepared.
I am also thankful for this land, which has been amongst my people for thousands of years.
Here. And now it's our land.
You've been here for 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's our land so much.
It's God's land? You know what? I agree. God gave us this land, and we are just using it. I agree.
Well, let's say the great being in the sky.
Okay.
Which you call God.
Yeah, well, that's his name. That's his name.
Again. His name is God?
Yeah.
All right.
That's kind of a known thing. And I know you probably don't. You don't read as much as I do. It's kind of like the known thing. His name is God.
I read the sky. I read the trees.
That's funny. I know we talk about that all the time. We're like, did you see Joe reading the trees the other day?
Wait, everyone calls me Joe?
Oh, yeah. What's on page 3, Joe? Yeah.
So you were persecuted in your home country.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't like you there either.
Either?
Hmm?
Oh, yeah, no, they didn't.
Well, I can't wait to watch the big game today, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that I'm excited about.
Yes, who's going to win?
Probably it's Shirts versus Skins, right?
Yes. I know you're a big Skins fan, yeah, so. Right. Yes, I'm going for Shirts.
Okay, yeah. Hey, you want to put a little wager on that?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Some of those beads.
Great. Great. Okay. Maybe if you win, I'll give you some beads. If I win,
you'll take the rest of the land.
That's okay. Good. Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
I mean, it's going to happen regardless.
That's as good a deal as we've made so far. So.
Okay. Great. Are you thankful today?
Sure. I have my health. I have my family. I have this.
Sorry, I didn't mean to not cover.
Sneezed right in my face.
You feel that?
That ominous tone?
And the virus that has just entered your body.
Yes, I do.
You see, I don't know what great eye in the sky you talk to, but you better talk to him quickly before my virus infects your entire body.
Why would you do this? You invited me to a party and then gave me a virus.
I don't like you much, Joe.
Chachoyeg. I think is what I said.
Yeah.
Kukoyeg.
The truth is, you're making...
The virus is making you crazy. Just
us move here a little tough. What's up? You're sweating.
There's a voice. There's a voice in my head.
That turkey didn't look like a turkey, did it?
No, man? It didn't.
That turkey was like just exactly like a hand, right?
Yes.
Are you crazy or is the dude with the hand with the turkey crazy, man?
He's crazy.
That's right.
He's the one that's crazy.
Bite his nose.
Joe, your nose is bleeding.
Bite his nose.
Ow. What? Get off me. Get off me.
I got your nose. I got your nose in my mouth.
That's good for parties, man. That's funny.
You crazy son of a bitch.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Lenny. Lenny, come here.
Oh, yeah.
Come here. Look what I found. This is Joe's pipe.
Whoa.
You wanna smoke it with me?
Yeah.
Hey, kids. Dinner's in 10.
Thanks, Mom.
We'll be right there.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. I wish I had a little help in the hut, but have fun.
Let's smoke it. They're always smoking it.
Bruce. What's going on? You just want to detach from everything all the time.
Lenny, this is going to make us smarter. Look how good they are. They're fast. They can catch deer.
That's smart to you?
Yeah, it's real smart.
Okay, I feel Lenny, like that's a physical attribute. That's not necessarily...
Fine, you don't get any of that.
Come on, Bruce.
No,
don't say that.
It's mine.
Bruce, please.
Lenny, you're not taking this seriously. I want to be a warrior.
Okay, great. I'm here to help. What can I do, Bruce? I mean...
Well, we need fire.
All right. This is going so fast. First, we're going to smoke something. Now you want to just go to...
How do you think we're going to light this pipe, Lenny?
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Maybe I do need to get a little smarter.
See? We need to get some fire.
Okay, yeah, easy. Get some flint, some tinder. Go to town.
Well, here's the thing. I'm afraid that if we get tinder and flint,
uh-huh,
it's going to be a big fire. Everybody's going to see. We need something portable. We need a miniature...
Say
fire
again,
machine.
Say again.
A miniature?
Miniature?
Miniature.
Miniature.
Miniature fire machine.
Say that again. I'm just
Lenny, gonna, okay. You're making fun of me, aren't
Bruce,
you?
Bruce, I
just
a little.
Need one miniature fire machine. Because if we have a big bonfire, I'm not going to be able to light this pipe.
Look, Bruce, I'm
hey,
all...
kids?
Yeah, Mom?
Did somebody get into the maze? No. I can't find it. Did someone snack on the maze?
Bruce, just say you did it.
I did it, Mom.
Oh, Jesus, Bruce. Oh,
sorry.
Sky God. Oh.
Sometimes I get lost in the maze. See what I said there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was great. Maybe these travelers from another land, maybe they're the future that we're looking for.
Listen, I don't want to blow your mind, Lenny, but we're the travelers from another land.
Bruce, if you get huffed off of whatever's in that pipe, and you go down a road that I don't know is already paved.
Paved? And where's paved road?
Rome. Rome had paved roads.
Of course they did, but here?
Here. Of course. And you see things that might not be the things you want to see because the things you thought you'd see aren't
okay.
there.
Okay.
Mom, what are you doing?
What are you doing with your father's pipe?
Mama.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just going to huff.
Oh, you were just going to huff? Want to know a little secret? Come here.
Ow! Ow!
Hey,
ow!
Don't scream when you're in pain. Bite your lip. Now, listen to me. You think this would be fun? Think it'd be fun to smoke Dad's pipe?
Uh-huh.
You want to be like the big guys? Yeah. Is that cool?
Yep.
You want to know a little something?
Uh-huh.
Your dad had a brother.
What?
That's right. You had an uncle.
What?
Reminded me a lot of you.
Me?
The fat one. Oh. Yep. He was built like you. And when he was your age.
My age?
Or my
your
age?
Your size. Oh. Well, it's worth the difference.
Okay.
He got a hold of his dad's pipe. That's right. Crawling bear.
Uh-huh.
And you know what happened to him?
Grandpa.
He lit it with a little miniature fire thing.
Oh.
And then he went on a journey that he was not prepared for.
Oh.
And he hasn't come back. Release! So if you think you're ready to fuck around with that, you go ahead, but one of y'all won't come back, and I bet it's going to be the fat one. Meanwhile, skinny one, help me in the kitchen.
Okay, Mom. Bruce, I'll talk to you later.
I can hear you. Of course you'll talk later. We live in the same room. Oh.
Man from distant land. Man seeking something. Man alone.
What is this prophecy?
I've been sitting out here in the desert. Land.
The desert of Massachusetts?
That's right. Waiting for the one with the message.
I was sent here.
You're fat.
Well, I'm a big bone.
It was written that the fat man would cross the desert to bring the message.
And now the prophecy is fulfilled.
Well, you need to give us that message. Right in my face.
Sorry, I got a little something. Sorry.
Now I feel like I have a little something.
My bad on that.
So what is this great message? I'm listening.
Sorry, I wasn't clearing my throat. I just. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather.
I feel also under the weather.
I mean, we're always under the weather.
Don't do that to me.
Okay.
I mean, specifically, I don't feel well.
You don't feel well. I don't feel great either.
Perhaps this is the prophecy. Perhaps the message you were bringing was germs. Is that a message?
I'm taking it as a message.
My nose is running. My throat is sore.
I feel achy and I have the chills.
My vision is blurry. Do you hear that?
Is it a voice in your head, oh great one?
Speak to me, yes. Speak to me, voice.
Knock, knock. Oh, it's a knock-knock joke.
What's that? Who is
it's
there?
It's something I learned from the colonists.
Who's there?
Flo's there.
Did they say flu's there?
Flu's there. So then you say flu's there who?
Okay. Flu's there who?
You have the flu.
I don't know if I get the joke, but...
It was not so much a joke as a setup.
We take you now quite a bit into the future. From that third Thanksgiving, anyways. We take you aboard this maiden voyage, joining this brave crew 3 months into the first mission to Mars.
Falcon Heavy, this is data processing 992-418.
You can just say your name at this point. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Rochelle.
What's up?
We have oxygen levels at nominal. We are processing carbon at 14.22% above flex.
Uh-huh.
The magnesium is coming in hot, and we're going to need another profile on the metallurgy.
I'll pull up the metallurgy profile. How's it going?
Good. I can hear your fingers typing.
Oh, my nails. Hey, what happened with you and Stan? Did you guys work that out?
Yeah, we're going to use separate bathrooms.
Okay, that's good. Maybe, you know, these are the things that we're learning as we go along.
Of course.
These are the rules we have to have, but you can't know until there's a scuffle, right?
Data point 994,
okay.
Increasing on water levels.
Uh-oh.
Let's make sure to dump the water out to get the ice in because we want to make sure it's cool.
Yeah, no, done. I just have to press a button for that one. That one was an easy one.
I can hear you type.
Yeah, I know. It's my name.
Yeah.
Are you going to the thing tonight?
Yeah, the hat party.
Oh, no, I was talking to one on the second floor.
Second floor?
Yeah, they're doing a mixer.
Oh,
I think you have to be Jewish. Are you Jewish?
No.
Oh, well, never mind.
I'm an atheist.
Oh?
I don't believe in God now that we're in space.
Now that we're in space, you don't believe in God. That is so funny. I had the exact opposite journey. I was sort of more culturally religious than personally spiritual, and now I have flipped the script. Something is real. This is batshit what we're seeing.
I got a data chip burning up, needed to process up 4 points.
Oh, whoa. And then bleed. Back to this. Okay. Uh-huh. You can get new data chips if you just go to front office.
Yeah, but I like talking to you.
Hey, Rochelle.
Hey.
Listen, we love what you're doing here on the ship.
Oh, thank you. I'm having fun.
And that's part of it.
Yeah.
That's certainly part of it. I think there's a balance.
Okay.
I think maybe perhaps not so much fun because it's still a job.
Oh, I'm treating it as a job. I mean, I'm just bringing my personality.
That's what I want to talk to you about.
Okay. Well, I can't undo my personality, Dylan.
Well, I mean, can you dial...
You want me to tone it down?
Well, the flirting with Dan specifically.
Oh.
The flirting with Dan specifically, Rochelle.
You know what, Dylan? Are you listening on the line?
Yeah, I'm listening on the line. That's my job. I'm the line listener here on the ship.
Well, guess what?
What's that,
Rochelle? We keep it professional enough. I've got all the checklists done. You can go through the spreadsheets. And then we're talking because we're still humans. We may be in outer space, but a little human connection is important, Dylan. Not that you
so
would know.
So were innuendos on the checklist?
Jeremiah, thank you for coming down to the infirmary. How are you feeling?
Not great.
Ah, you don't look
I got explosive diarrhea.
See, Jeremiah, we really need you to seclude yourself to your dorm while you're sick because it's spreading.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist.
I am.
All right.
Go ahead, go on.
I was hired because I'm a bounty hunter.
And a good one.
And I'm supposed to look for those goddamn Martians.
I know you are. And you get 100 per Martian you find.
That's right. You know how many I've found so far?
How many?
Zero.
That's what I thought. Now, if you just take 3 or 4 days to yourself in your dorm, put the VR headset on, and then when you're done, you'll be fine.
I've played all the VR games at this point.
You're just going to have to run through them again.
You think Mr. Musk would have a larger library of VR?
Jeremiah, I'm going to cut straight with you. If you don't seclude yourself, what we call quarantine, I'm going to have to eject you into space.
You're going to eject me into space?
What choice do you give me?
I'm taking a pod down to the goddamn surface. I'm going to bag me some margins.
Listen, don't take a pod. Just please. Then we're going to have to clean that pod out. It's going to take 3 days to make sure it's safe.
I'm fine. The diarrhea has succumbed.
Welcome to pods.
Pod doors closed.
Don't you do it.
We're not just taking you down to the surface of Mars. We're taking you into the future of this. We're now the third week of the first station on Mars.
You think I give a shit about that, okay? I'm pumping water from outer space into here, okay? I don't give a shit, okay?
Can you guys keep it down?
Yeah, yeah, we can.
Will you?
Shut up!
May you?
Look, when things are important, we're gonna raise our voices.
I don't give a shit about the body count you keep bringing in, okay?
Look, all I know is I got 100 per margin, okay?
Yeah.
Jeremiah, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
I knew it. I can tell. I saw one of those things outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the margins.
Yeah.
If you could take care of that, that would be great.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
Hello. Hello.
All right, they're going to try to be friendly to you, but don't just fall for
just
it.
Just let me talk to them, please.
Handshake?
Handshake.
Please.
Oh, that's wet.
Ooh. Talking's not going to solve anything.
Smash it, Jeremiah.
Guys, just give me a goddamn sip.
Kiss on the cheek.
A kiss on the cheek.
Thank you.
Super dry. They learn from watching us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We bring gifts.
Okay. I've got candy.
Okay.
Here, have a piece of candy.
Let's all eat the candy. Let's all eat the candy.
Eat the candy.
Okay, eat the candy.
Eat the candy.
Want to smoke my pipe?
Sure. Let's all smoke the pipe. Let's all hit the pipe. Let's all hit the pipe.
Don't fall for that goddamn margin trick.
Jeremy, goddammit.
Just one hit.
Just do a hit. Oh, you know what? I'll do two.
Okay, go. We want to watch.
Okay.
Oh. One.
Oh, my God.
He's fallen into a margin trance.
Bye.
Hey, bye.
They lured him in with their peace, quote unquote, pipe.
And now they've left him to us.
I feel really relaxed.
Dear God, snap out of it.
You probably want to sit down and have a dinner with these folks. Eat their margin candy and make peace.
I love both of you guys so much.
Stop. Just stop.
I feel like I was too strong, not understanding both your points of view on this. And, ask for forgiveness.
Well, he's really mellowed out.
Yeah. Quickly. My God. Fine, I forgive you.
Yeah, I forgive you.
Just go lay down.
I want to marry you.
Oh, my God.
What?
No.
I want to marry you.
Oh, okay. I know you're under the influence right now, and Jeremiah, I can't tell if you like what's happening or not. But
I just want to see how it plays out.
I just wanted to say I got on that dang spaceship because I'd had enough of Earth, and I thought I'd had enough of people, too. But something about your touch, and I don't know, maybe it was the candy.
Rochelle, come here.
Oh.
Beautiful hands.
So sticky.
It feels good. Nobody's touched me in months.
We're not on Earth anymore. Maybe we don't have to abide by those laws. If we're not listening to gravity, who says we have to listen to anything but our bodies?
We can create our own God here.
We fell for a goddamn margin trick.
Hi.
We now take you to the 10th anniversary of that first station on Mars. 10 years.
I commemorate this statue for all the men and women who have lost their lives for Elon Musk City 1.
Elon Musk City 1.
City 1.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Who whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Now, to speak on behalf of the military exercises that are ongoing, I present to you Admiral Spind.
Thank you for bringing me up here. We've got some serious military exercises to do. It's important that we stop.
Who's it?
Excuse me?
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
I hear a whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, that's what I thought.
City One, City One.
It's a City One. That's good. We need to stomp out these goddamn margins. I don't know if you know about it, but they've been spreading the goddamn margin drugs.
Say again, I can't hear you.
I said that they've been spreading the goddamn margin drugs, and we've got to stomp them out.
Okay. Horseshit.
Yeah, it's not. Excuse me.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
That's what I thought. Whoop, 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 whoop. All right.
Hey, well,
just all, let's all give a whoop whoop for the Margin delegation that has come to celebrate the statue honoring the death that they had caused.
What? I didn't know they were coming here.
Okay, that's a.
I am not letting them speak at the podium if that's what's going on. I'm here to destroy them.
When does the Earth plane leave?
Earth plane?
Earth ship.
The Earth ship? Listen, I didn't think anybody would want to go back. But
I would
really...
love to.
I'm a military guy. I'm here to crush, kill, destroy. I'm not here to send you on your aviation trips.
Let the Margins talk. Hi.
Fine. Hi. Fine. Let them talk, but they are ruthless, bloodthirsty little beings.
Let's
go
get
ahead.
A smaller podium for the Margins, please.
No, please. Just give them a step stool.
Here's a little podium for the little guys.
We are the Margins, and we have an offering for you. Hi.
All right. Let's what? let's see it.
Oh my God, if they have guns, they have fully automatic weapons from the military.
I told you this. That's
Leave one survivor to tell the story.
Oh my God.
Bye.
It is minutes after the massive stone was removed and it was discovered that Jesus Christ was gone. He's gone. He's gone. He's not in the cave. Jesus.
I'm pretty sure he was just here a little bit ago.
Yeah, he was when we put him in.
Just look, Carter. Let's go. Maybe he's deeper in the cave.
We'll come in here and take a look.
It's so hard to see. It's so dark. You got like some sort of fire device?
I have a candle. Would that work?
Yeah.
Sure. Let me just light the candle. Yep, see?
Oh, there it is. There's nobody in here.
Turn the lights off.
What are you doing in here?
I'm taking a nap.
Steve.
I'm taking a nap.
The hell?
What?
Did you let Jesus out?
Let who out?
Jesus Christ was in here. We closed the stone. He was in here.
I opened the stone to take a nap.
Steve.
Wait, we don't know
if he got out on his own then.
He's dead.
Well, yeah, we put him in here.
So he's dead.
Fine.
But
he said he was going to come
he's
back.
Gone. Come back where? We killed the guy.
I understand, but he said and kept saying, I'm coming back.
So what? I tell you things all the time. I don't do it.
That's Steve. True. Yeah, but Steve is unreliable.
I'm unreliable, that's for
You're
sure.
You're unreliable,
that's
Steve.
That's for sure.
Right, but we rolled the whole stone.
When
stone
did
to
you
block
get in here? I don't know, two, three hours ago? You know, I got Jessica at home, you know. She's yapping. I can't find a good place to take a nap.
You needed some me time.
I needed some...
Steve, thank you.
So you
went into the cave where we put the dead body of Jesus Christ. You thought that would be all right.
Yeah, because the guy's dead.
Sure, what's he going to say?
He's not going to say nothing.
Well, Steve,
I wish Jessica was dead sometimes.
Steve, was Jesus in here when you came in?
That's the question. I was tired. I don't know.
You didn't even look.
I moved the big old boulder by myself, by the way.
Sure.
That's pretty good.
That was hard. And so when I just came in, I took a nap.
I think the point here is that Jesus is gone.
I don't think we should tell anybody.
What?
Hey guys, just checking.
Everything's fine.
Are we sure?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, because you know this is our number one lockdown area. And when I see the boulders moved, I'm a little worried.
Right, we were just taking a look around to make sure.
Okay,
all was good.
Where's the body?
Sorry,
what?
Oh, where's the body?
The body of
Jesus.
That body. That seems weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. Steve,
what's going on?
What?
Guys?
Oh, he's...
Steve.
Yeah. Steve, you.
No, I moved him.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Safer location.
Much
way
safer.
Excuse me. I don't know if I'm in the right place. I'm looking for Jesus's tomb.
This was it. Don't panic. Hi, I'm the site manager. And you know what? We've actually just transferred him to a different location.
Oh, to a different location. Because yes. I was told this was it.
No, this was
I made
the
a
location.
Pilgrimage
right,
to...
right, right. Welcome. Thank you for
Thank
your
you.
Pilgrimage.
I'm staying at an Airbnb nearby.
Oh, right. I bet I know the one. Cute donkey.
Yes.
How is it there?
I love that place.
It's nice. It's a little overpriced.
Right?
But, you know, they provide breakfast and it's very nice.
They don't intrude when you sleep.
No, they're not in your face or anything. It's a little pricey, but yeah.
The mush is delicious.
this, isn't it?
The mush.
Did you have the mush?
I had the mush.
Oh,
yes.
You gotta have the mush. So we've just transferred the body. Your pilgrimage shouldn't be too long. Steve here is one of our technicians.
Yeah, I could take you over to
you know,
okay.
Shit. Jessica. I want 1 second alone, Jessica. Can I have 1 second, Jessica?
Let me finish singing.
Okay. Everybody, take a seat. This is going to be a minute. I'm going to take Judah over to where the
place you move the body, the new secure location.
The new secure location?
Yeah.
And
where we put the body of Jesus.
I'll go with. I'll go
on
with.
Purpose.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you could all come if you want.
I got stuff to do.
We're going to stay here, I think.
Oh, what do you got to do, Bobby?
Well, we got to secure this.
Yeah.
No, you don't need to secure it anymore. There's nothing to secure here anymore.
Well, I feel like it's still a pretty important spot.
Yeah, there's going to be people pilgrimaging in here.
Yeah, right. We'll what about when the next Judah comes along?
Do you mind if I ask, are you guys Romans or Jews?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Hard to tell.
Yeah. Okay.
We mingle now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we got
bloodline.
How about you, Judah?
Jew all the way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Shalom. I can tell.
Jew all the way.
I am the angel Gabriel.
Oh,
wow. Oh, what up, Gabe?
I'm going to dance for a little bit. Watch my moves. The body of... hold on. Are you feeling
where
this
is that
shit?
Coming from?
Wow! We banged this in heaven all the fucking time, huh?
Wow!
What a beat.
Oh, Jessica, come here. No genitalia, so grind on me, huh? All
right, so look, bud, look.
Yes.
Between you and I don't really know what Jesus is.
What?
But yeah, don't say anything. Don't make a scene or anything.
Site manager said he was moved to another location.
Right. Let's just take a walk. I'm sure we'll run into him.
Okay. You're not going to crucify me, are you?
So that over there, that's a bush.
It's your boy men spending a little change on a leper.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
A little change for a leper. Huh?
I spent so much money on this Airbnb, I don't have any spare change.
It's all right. Just give a kiss.
don't do that. Don't.
Is that the local custom?
No.
Well,
yes,
I don't want to offend anyone.
Well, you're going to lose body parts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My nose is on your face.
Oh, boy. His nose is on my face.
You got his nose.
I do. Got your nose. Got your nose.
Hey, little bud, before you go, did you see Jesus by any chance?
If you're talking about old man dressed in white, glowing.
He's not that old.
With holes in his hand and his feet.
That part, yeah. But he's
walking around.
Was he walking?
I don't know. Maybe if I had a little coin, I'd remember.
Jesus, all right. Give me 1 second.
Here.
It's not your keys.
Here, take my house.
Okay. All right.
You just gave that leper the keys to your house?
Yeah. This is
I'm
more
rich.
Important. No, wait, get back
my
here.
My legs! They fell off.
Oh, he'll never get there now.
Oh, my legs fell off.
Wait a second.
Oh, there's an eagle.
We now take you 1 year later. Yes, 1 A.D. Let's return to the same spot.
Here we are, guys. This is what the tour is all about. This is where you're going to get the bang for your coin. This is the cave. Yes, that cave. The man himself. Oh, don't touch anything. You can draw the doodles you like, but please don't touch the cave. Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question.
Oh, great.
Me.
Yes, you in the robe.
Where was Jesus when you found him in here?
Great. We put him in here. That's the funny thing.
Well, where was he?
We put him in here.
But where exactly?
Oh, where in the cave? Yes. On the big slab.
So they never found him, huh?
They never did find him.
So
but
weird.
Rumor has it that he ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand God the Father Almighty.
Sitteth. Hey, what's the deal with his shroud?
Oh, that was his shroud. That was the shroud.
Okay. So that's like his face is on that.
Not currently.
They make these shrouds in Turin.
It's just a blanket, you know, rough cloth. We shrouded the body
with
it.
But that's the one, though, right?
That's yes, that is not a replica. That's the one. Why do you look suspicious, sir? There's other tours around town, but I can assure you those are not the real caves. This is the cave. That is the shroud.
Welcome
that is the
to
slab.
The real cave, everybody. Now, this is the real cave.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh,
yes, yes.
Ooh, nice. Shiny.
That's right.
Shiny
take pictures. Pants. Take pictures. Go ahead. Go ahead. Now, we do work on tips here. We do work on tips.
Here's a dollar.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. You
so got what makes this the cave, the real one?
Okay. All right. So, first of all, it's authentic. It's all get out. Look at that. Look
it's
at
authentic.
That. Look at that. You see that slab over there?
Uh-huh.
The slab. You see that shroud?
Uh-huh.
The shroud.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah, yeah. So that's Jesus' face there in the shroud?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, a lot of things in this neighborhood have Jesus' face on it.
Oh.
Because I spent 2 gold pieces in another cave and his face wasn't on there, so.
Which gold cave? I mean, which cave?
Larry's cave.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Those guys are just lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. God's honest truth. And I can say that because Jesus was here.
Okay. It seems like this big boulder's made of something. It's not heavy at all.
That's
right. Paper mache.
We did not, because people don't know. We didn't actually, they didn't want to keep Jesus in here. Mm-hmm. They wanted to make it easy for him to get out.
Oh, that's a plot twist.
I just want to be absolutely sure this is the cave, because I also have appointments scheduled at Famous Ray's Cave.
Don't go to Famous Ray's.
Original Ray's Cave.
Original Ray's, come on.
Just Ray's Cave.
This is the...
Which is the real one?
You're here.
Welcome to the real cave of Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Everyone gets a complimentary shawarma.
Oh, right. I love this. Oh, and thank you also for the sandals.
You're welcome.
Jesus' face is at all these things.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
You see him on the swarm. He's on the sand. You got a fucking rock band behind just fucking jamming out. That's Jesus and the fuck yous, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Woo!
Question.
Yeah.
Can I get no onions on that shawarma? Come on, they're pre-made, man. They're complimentary,
all right,
man.
Sorry.
All right? I mean, we'll do the best we can, but you know how hard it is?
It's better not with the garlic paste, but you put it raw onions in it too?
Yeah, you know, we just try it. We don't have a budget.
Hi.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, my God. Oh, it's Zeus. Zeus. Who? Oh.
Mercury.
Zeus, what do you worship?
What do you
worship? Greek gods?
We come in peace.
Oh, that's cool.
Shake my hand. Shake our hand.
It's so wet.
Oh.
Give me a little kissy.
I pray to Poseidon and Zeus on you.
Thank you.
Those are Greek gods, dude.
Shut up.
Give me a kiss. And everybody take one.
I am Jesus Christ.
Oh.
I've returned on the one anniversary. Oh.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
What the?
Is that a weapon of some kind?
Bye. Oh, they disappeared.
Oh, yes. I want to talk to the inhabitants, those that were here 1 year ago.
Oh, I don't think any... This
that
ain't the,
saw uh-oh. The crucifixion of myself.
Which
one of you might have helped to put me...
Steve?
What?
On
Steve?
The crucifix.
Steve did.
Yeah, I was in the area.
Mm. Steve
area.
Did it.
But we were all in the area.
I mean,
right.
Sir, I'm a big fan. I was just the site manager. Nothing to do with it. It was on my property, but I had nothing to do with it.
Your
it was
name
such a
again?
Shame. Candace?
I don't see you on the list.
Oh, God. Sure. Is that good?
It is.
Oh, good.
Which one of you has seen Judas?
Steve saw Judas.
Well, I mean Saul, we all have eyes, you know, except for the leper.
No, you guys hang out.
Yeah. You also hang out with Barabbas, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, why are you going to blow up my spot like that?
Same.
What is your name? I'm sorry.
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Clint, but I also go by Eurypheles.
Eurypheles.
He made up that name for himself. His name's Clint.
Yeah, it's not going to stick, man.
It's so
you
hard
seem
to remember.
Like you're breaking yourself up when you say that name.
Yeah, it's a family joke.
That's right. Would you be Roman or Jew?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Well, Jesus, can I ask you something?
Yes, you may.
The shawarma, is it a lamb beef blend or can I get just a lamb shawarma?
It is a blend.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and we can have it to you without onions.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
He is the one. He's the
That's
one.
He is the deal. One. The he one. Promised shawarma without onions.
That's true.
Now, each one of you can ask one question.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, I feel you've like already I wasted mine.
You've already had yours, yeah.
Should do we go?
Not all at once.
Should okay. Do we pull names? That was my question.
Oh.
But we get to hear the answer before we ask ours. So that was a good one. Thank you, Eurypheles.
Eurypheles.
It's called Clint.
I'm going with this new name, Eurypheles.
Oh, you're such a follower.
I fell a lot.
I don't have a lot of time.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah. All right. I
yes, Steve?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We good? we good? Oh,
Steve, always the jokes. Define good for me, won't you?
You're not gonna...
You and me. My father, the Lord.
Yeah, we all... Tight? We good?
In what sense?
You know, like, I'm gonna... you guys gonna invite me over? I'll hang out with you guys when I'm dead and whatnot?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah, this one's... Go ahead, please. Mine's gonna take a while.
Oh, mine's kind of an easy one. So, where do I start?
That was a question. You know what? That was a question.
No.
That was
it. Dang it.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Okay, so... just going to preface this with babies go to heaven. What age is a baby not a baby and becomes an adult and is responsible for their beliefs, Jesus?
So the question is, what age is a baby not a baby?
What age is a baby not a baby question. And you held them accountable for their beliefs?
Oh, well, a baby, if taken as a baby.
Jesus, you're sweating. What's going on?
Look. This takes time to define.
I follow up. I know I don't have any more questions, but I do have a 2-year-old that's so childlike. He seems like a baby, but he's bad sometimes. But he's just a baby. Mm-hmm. He seems like a baby.
You've already asked your question.
I'm just trying to feel it out.
I think this is good. Now, Steve, you know, when is a baby an actual being in the mother's womb?
No, Steve, you're an adult. Are you trying to find an out for you? He's infantile, but he's a full-on grown-up.
I just
want to
say this is fantastic. The lamb is so tender, it's just the right amount of tahini on
it. It's always better without onions.
Okay.
Follow up?
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. Is this the baby not a baby question?
No. What was I going to ask?
God damn it!
You know, it's so funny you should say that, because I brought the big man with me.
Oh!
Clarence Clemens?
Ladies and Jews, the Lord our Father.
Oh.
Hello, children.
Hi. Oh, Papa.
What's up? Hi. Hi, Dad.
I am the one true God.
Do you go by Guy in the Sky?
Your skin is so sparkly.
Why, thank you.
I'm bedazzled?
And you have ladies' breasts?
I have taken a human form because you can understand it.
And a tail.
I threw in a tail for shits and giggles. my son, Jesus, is the true Messiah. Just want to be sure that you all know that.
We figured. It took us a minute, but yes.
You've been following false gods for many years.
Clint? Zeus?
Yes, Zeus, or the Roman equivalent Jupiter, not a god.
Huh?
Not a god.
But Poseidon.
I told you.
Poseidon, the god of the sea?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Do you think that's a real guy?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's all you?
It's all me.
Mercury? So what does Jesus do exactly if that's all you?
Yeah, what's his job?
Why do you need him?
Why do I need him? It's a great question.
Whoosh! It is I, Poseidon!
I knew it! I fucking knew it! Oh, I fucking knew it! Ooh.
Here we go, you motherfucker! You want to get crazy? Let's get crazy.
Let's thank all our alchemists, shall we? In no particular order. Vanessa, what's up?
Oh, I've coughed a lot of mucus into these here tissues.
Yeah, you have. That'll all be on eBay. Dynasty Typewriter?
Oh, yeah. We're having so many great shows. Kevin was just here.
Oh, stop.
Recently.
What, the website people should go
to? DynastyTypewriter.com. Check it out. Join the Dynasty.
Amazing shows, truly.
We've even got a little one of these noodles at the table coming soon.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. The Joey
Speaking
noodle.
Of which, Joey, what do you got for us?
Check out Bear Supply every second and fourth Wednesday at 9 o'clock at Westside Comedy Theater. And bring kisses.
Fair enough. Craig? Kukowski.
Hail Poseidon, Lord of the Sea, and at Craigslist PCast on Twitter to find out about the Craigslist podcast.
Fantastic. Chris?
Not much. Shows here and there.
Sure.
Yeah, that's that. Thank you.
Could you be more general?
Nope. No.
Can people find you on the social media?
Sure, that's right. At Chris Alvarado for pictures of me doing improv.
Do you have any videos of it?
Is there a calendar coming out?
It's just, that's all I've got.
Improv translates best to still photos.
That's right. That's right.
Mr. James Heaney, bring us home. Will you?
Well, if you want to see more material starring me, you can go to The Real James Heaney on YouTube or in live in person, second, fourth Wednesdays at the Westside Comedy Theater, Bear Supply.
Whoa.
Nicely done. Raphael? We got to give you a mic.
Or maybe we don't.
No!
Thank you so much. Doug Baum in the booth. Write to us at your name here at Alchemy This. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us as many suggestions as you'd like us to perform and mix up. That's it. That's it for this episode. I want to thank all the participants. And until next time... Alchemy This.